ॐ नमश्चण्डिकायै ॐ नमो भगवत्यै श्रीमहाकाली महालक्ष्मी महासरस्वती रूपिण्यै पराशक्त्यै महाशक्त्यै भवतारण्यै 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 सर्वशक्तिमयै राजराजेश्वर्यै भवान्यै सर्वरोगशमन्यै सर्वदुःखशमन्यै सर्वसम्पत्प्रदात्र्यै सर्वविद्याप्रदात्र्यै सर्वज्ञानप्रदात्र्यै सर्वकार्यजयप्रदायिन्यै सर्वाभीष्टसिद्धिदायै दुर्गायै मूकाम्बिकायै शरदाम्बायै कामाक्ष्यै वैष्णवी ललिताम्बिकायै श्रीमहात्रिपुरसुन्दर्यै मात्रे ॐ नमश्चण्डिकायै सर्वमङ्गलमाङ्गल्ये शिवे सर्वार्थसाधिके शरण्ये त्र्यम्बके गौरी नारायणि नमोऽस्तु ते शरणागतदीनार्थपरित्राणपरायणे सर्वस्यार्थिहरे देवि नारायणि नमोऽस्तु ते सर्वस्वरूपे सर्वेशे सर्वशक्तिसमन्विते भयेभ्यस्त्रायिनो देवि दुर्गे देवि नमोऽस्तु ते इन्द्रियाणामधिष्ठात्री भूतानाञ्चाखिलेषु या भूतेषु सततं तस्यै व्याप्तिदेव्यै नमो नमः क्षितिरूपेण या कृत्स्नम् एतद्व्याप्य स्थिता जगत् नमस्तस्यै 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 नमो नमः सर्वरूपमयी देवी सर्वं देवीमयं जगत् अतोऽहं विश्वरूपं तां नमामि परमेश्वरे ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ ॐ सदाशिवसमारम्भाम् व्यासशङ्करमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्ताम् वन्दे गुरुपरम्पराम् श्रुतिस्मृतिपुराणानाम् आलयम् करुणालयम् नमामि भगवत्पादशङ्करम् लोकशङ्करम् शङ्करम् शङ्कराचार्यम् केशवम् बादरायणम् सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वन्दे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः ईश्वरो गुरुरात्मेति मूर्तिभेदविभागिने व्योमवद्व्याप्तदेहाय दक्षिणामूर्तये नमः ॐ सहनावतु सहनो भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः ॐ पूर्णमदः पूर्णमिदम् पूर्णात् पूर्णमुदच्यते पूर्णस्य पूर्णमादाय पूर्णमेवावशिष्यते। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः। हरिः ॐ। ॐ ईशावास्यम् इदगं सर्वम् यत्किञ्च जगत्यां जगत् तेन त्यक्तेन भुञ्जीथाः माग्रुद्धः कस्य सुद्धनम् कुर्वन्नेवेह कर्माणि जिजीविषेच्छतगं समाः एवं त्वयि नान्यथेतोऽस्ति न कर्म लिप्यते नरे असूयानामते लोकाः अन्धेन तमसा वृताः तांस्ते प्रेत्याभिगच्छन्ति ये के चात्महनो जनाः अनेजदेकम् मनसोजवीयः नैनदेवा आप्नुवन् पूर्वमर्षत् तद्धावतोऽन्यानत्येति तिष्ठत्तस्मिन्नपो मातरिष्वादधाति तदेजति तन्नैजति तद्दूरे तद्वन्तिके तदन्तरस्य सर्वस्य तदु सर्वस्यास्य बाह्यतः यस्तु सर्वाणि भूतानि आत्मन्येवानुपश्यति सर्वभूतेषु चात्मानम् ततो न विजुगुप्सते यस्मिन् सर्वाणि भूतानि आत्मैवाभूद् विजानतः तत्र को मोहः कः शोकः एकत्वमनुपश्यतः सपर्यगाच्छुक्रम् अकायमौरणम् अस्नाविरगम् शुद्धमपापविद्धम् कविर्मनीषी परिभूस्वयंभूः याथा तथ्यतो When I taught you the meaning, I broke it. Yathatatyatah arthan. In chanting, Yathatatyatorthan. Vyadadhachasvatibhyasamabhyaha. Even these only, we are chanting, but still swaras are there. We are not following the swaras. Andham tamah pravishanti. Ye avidyamupasate tato bhoya ivate tamo yao vidyayam rataha. Ishavasya Upanishad clearly picturizes these two disciplines, Jnana Yoga and Karma Yoga, for people of two levels. For people who know the Self, and for people who are qualified for knowing the Self, karma sannyasaha, renunciation of actions through knowledge, is prescribed. In terms of jnana yoga. Whereas for people who have yet to become qualified, karma yoga is prescribed. Discipline of karma yoga. And Shankar, even the Upanishad mantras are there discussing these two disciplines. Mantras themselves do not say which discipline is for whom. It is implied there. Twofold disciplines, twofold lifestyles, committed lifestyles are prescribed by the Shastram. But Shastram itself, Upanishad itself, does not convey which discipline is for whom. It is implied. So, as a Bhashyakara, Shankara Bhagavatpada, as a commentator on these mantras, he makes it very clear which discipline is for whom. So, in the very beginning of the Upanishad, he made it very clear. Even in his Avatarika Bhashyam, he made it very clear. Again, he also quoted from Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, again he made it very clear. But again, before he introduced the mantras which elaborate on karma yoga, he wrote a commentary in one line stating this: the teaching which is following, the teaching given in the following mantras is for people who are karminaha கர்மனிஷ்டாக கர்ம குர்வந்தனா ஜிஜீவிஷவாக. இட் மீன்ஸ் த டீச்சிங் given the following mantras which elaborate on karma, part of karma, karma yoga, is meant for people who are committed to the performance of karma or who want to live their lives performing actions. And he mentioned, holding on to that one line, what he said, and again is jnana karma samuchchayavadi, who wants to synthesize karma and jnanam, two different disciplines, so wants to synthesize, and he presents his objection saying, as Upanishad does not mention, present this division, Upanishad simply prescribes the disciplines, but Upanishad does not mention for whom it is, which discipline is for whom. So he comes with an objection. We saw that objection yesterday. How is it understood? Katham punaha avagamyate. Katham. If you ask, he'll get the katham, how, again. Punaha avagamyate, it is understood that these two disciplines discussed in the Shastram are not for all the people. What he means is, this path of action, karma yogaha, karma nishtha, how is it understood? It is not for all people. Not for all the people. Sarvesham means for all the people. It is not only for people who want to live their lives performing actions. Actions are for all the people. That is the question. I want to make it one way, very clear one thing. Whether ajnani or ajnani or a sannyasi, disha sannyasi, vidvat sannyasi, every human being has to be performing karma, some form of action or the other, until the last breath. So we are all walking, we are sitting, we are eating, we are talking. These karmas are there. Everybody has to do karma. How can you live your life without performing karma? What it means, the performance of karma means the social obligatory duties are not there. Then even other specific kamya karmas, the rituals performed specifically for the fulfillment of specific desires, are not there. And even pratishiddha karmas, of course, even nobody can do any prohibited actions. Even actions which are against the universal values, of course, are not there. Even prayaschitta karma, certain rituals specifically performed for neutralizing knowingly or unknowingly done papa karma. Like that, all these karmas are not there. But nitya karmas, certain karmas will be there for everybody until the last breath. Not that the sannyasi should be sitting all the time without moving an inch. Not like that. So the specific rituals, etc., agni karyam, agni karma, performance of fire rituals, etc., is not there for a sannyasi. But people who are not yet prepared for knowledge, who still have to handle their raga dveshas, likes and dislikes, people who have to handle their anger, manage their anger, even other emotions. Everyone has one's own emotional issues. It's not that only one person has. Everyone has, in one's own way, dormant, latent in their subconscious. So given external situations, these emotions may be triggered. They come up, then the person becomes agitated, distressed or disturbed. And disturbance, mental disturbance, whether anger or ragadveshas are there, naturally the disturbed person will be disturbing others. Not that I want to disturb others, somebody wants to disturb, because we do not know how to handle, manage our own emotions. And we are not creating our emotions. So they naturally surface. Why they surface? Because they are in the subconscious. Why they are there? Very natural. The proportion may vary from person to person. So they get triggered, they surface. Once they surface, because we are not creating them, we do not know how to handle. So they are there. We don't know how to manage them. And they get expressed in our behavior also. So as a result of which we do get hurt, the person who becomes the victim of our problem also get hurt. There's then afterwards a guilt on the person who couldn't manage his emotions. There's a guilt, there's a hurt. Oh, I shouldn't have done this, I have done this. I should have done this, but I did not do this. This is guilt. So commissions and omissions of one's own self becomes guilt, and commissions and omissions on the part of other person becomes hurt. Like this, these emotional issues are natural for any human being, every human being. It means people who are easily disturbed are not yet prepared for knowledge. It means they are not mentally adequately disciplined. So people who do not have this shamaha or even damaha and all other disciplines, who are not still dispassionate enough, whose vaira viveka also still is not that clear for them, for such people, definitely Shastram prescribes this living a life of Karma Yoga. Whereas person who is exposed to the teaching, who has understood Ahamatma, I am Atma, Aham Brahma Asmi, all that is here is Brahma, who has this understanding, or the person who isn't qualified for understanding this teaching, for them Jnana Nishtha, Jnana Yoga is prescribed by the Shastra. I said, Vidvat Sannyasi is the one who already has knowledge, but who has yet to have the assimilation of knowledge, has yet to have his knowledge assimilated. And Vividisha Sannyasi is the one who has yet to go through Shravanam Mananam, has yet to know, and thereafter one who has yet to get wisdom ascertained. So Vidvat Sannyasi or Vidisha Sannyasi, for both of them, this pursuit of knowledge is, discipline of pursuit of knowledge is definitely prescribed by the Shastra. For others who want to have jnanam, who are aspiring for jnanam, knowing the value of jnanam, but who are not yet qualified for the attainment of jnanam, and this karma yoga is prescribed. This is very clear for us. It was said when this Pura Pakshi asks this question, how is it understood that this karma yoga, part of karma, is not for all? Then Shankar, we saw yesterday one line we read. In jnanam, all divisions, all differences, all actions, all accessories, all results of actions, all forms, names and functions obtaining in the whole jagat is cognitively resolved, negated as mithya. Therefore, karma is not relevant for the person who has jnanam or who is given to the discipline of jnanam. Whereas, for the person who wants to live his life performing actions, for him, the divisions and differences are not negated. For him, the world is real. All doership, enjoyship, etc., all these are also real. They are qualifications. So, knowledge and karma are diagonally opposed to each other. They cannot be combined. That is Adi Shankara Bhagavatpada's vision, view. So, let us read this now. Akaminah. Page 56. Sadhya sadhana beda beda upamaddena. Upamaddena. Yasmin sarvani bhutani. Atmai vabhud. Vijanataha. Tatra ko mohaha, kashokaha, ekatvam, anupashyataha, giti, yade, atma ekatva vijnanam, uktam. So, atma ekatva vijnanam uktam. So, knowledge of the oneness of the truth, oneness of Atma, has been clearly revealed, discussed, for a dispassionate person, akaminaha, by the negation of all divisions and differences. Knowledge of oneness of the truth was revealed for a person who is dispassionate by the negation of all the differences, divisions. And this was revealed in all those six mantras. What was briefly discussed in the first mantra was discussed elaborately in other six mantras. It was made very clear. So he quotes particular verse, how it was revealed. we also understood in the class. And now Shankara makes it very clear. For a person who wants to perform karma, or for anybody to perform karma, this duality cannot be negated. And the doership is maintained. Doership, the sense of being the doer. I am the doer, I am an enjoyer. These notions are important for a person who wants to perform karma. In the wake of the knowledge, the person sees the Atma being the non-doer, Atma being non-enjoyer. Whereas for a person who performs karma, he must have this notion, I am the doer, I am the enjoyer. See, in jnanam, doership and enjoyership are negated. It is very clearly shown that Atma, the consciousness, is free from doership and enjoyership. Whereas, when a ritual or karma is prescribed for an ignorant person, the prescription itself is based on the fact he is a doer, he is an enjoyer. Is it clear? Therefore, where in jnanam doership is negated, and in karma, to perform karma, doership is important. In jnanam, enjoyership is negated. For a person who performs karma, enjoyership is important. Very desire to perform action is to enjoy the result. Therefore, jnanam and karma are diagonally opposed to each other. They cannot be combined. It's very clear. So Shankara Bhagavatpada again answers this jnana karma samuchayavadi, who wants to combine both these disciplines simultaneously. And he said, yesterday we saw tad kenachit karmana jnanantarenava hi amudha samuchichishati. This is where I stopped yesterday. I repeated again today, just for me to continue. So what he says, that Atma Ekatva Vijnanam, the knowledge of oneness of reality, oneness of the Atma, that knowledge, self-knowledge, cannot be combined with karma. So he says, amudaha. Amudaha, an intelligent person who understands the nature of karma and the nature of jnanam, who has a discriminative understanding of what is the qualification for the person who wants to perform karma, and what is the nature of the person? What is the understanding of the person who knows the Atma? For such a person, for Viveki, a discriminate person, would not like to combine jnanam with any action, not only karma, even with mental activity in terms of upasanam. Knowledge cannot be combined with any form of activity, physical, oral or mental activity. In the same sense, any ritual, performance of mundane activity, performance of especially rituals, and also even meditation. How do we know? Look at his karmana. He says then, jnanantarena. In Bhashyam, தோடு ஜானாந்தரேன. This Viveki would not combine knowledge, self-knowledge with any ritual or upasanam. You must note in Bhashyam, the word jnanantarena, the jnanam does not mean knowledge there, means upasanam, meditation. And I want to give you the details of the word samuchichishati for people who are Sanskrit students. Samuchichishati is a sannanta shabdaha. It's a desiderative verb where there the root is chi. And the prefix, we have two prefixes, sam, ut. Two prefixes, sam, ut, chi. Okay? Sanchinoti, samuchinoti, samuchinoti. Chinoti is the present tense verb. Sam plus ut plus chinoti, samuchinoti means combines. Samuchinoti means combines. Synthesizes. But samuchichishati wants to combine. Is it clear? Sam ut. Chi dhatuhu belong to fifth conjugation. You get the word samuchinoti. Samuchinoti means combines, synthesizes, mixes. But samuchichishati wants to combine. So amudaha na samuchichishati. Viveki na samuchichishati. Person who understands knowledge and karma would not like to combine knowledge with karma. So what does he mean then? He makes it very clear to jnana karma samuchayavadi. The question comes, oh, karma cannot be combined with the knowledge. Why can't we combine meditation with the knowledge? I told mate yesterday, mate very clear, meditation is a discipline practiced before the attainment of knowledge, or all, no, as a preparatory discipline. It is practiced after the attainment of knowledge for the assimilation of what has been already understood. But for knowledge, Shravanam is the means. Meditation is not for the means of knowledge of the truth. But Shravanam is the means of knowledge of the truth. Then why should we practice meditation? Meditation is a preparatory discipline. How are you going to handle this restless, agitated mind? How to prepare his mind for jnanam? Therefore, before knowledge, we practice it for disciplining it. After the knowledge, we use this meditation for assimilation of knowledge. Okay, therefore meditation is what? Manasam, karma, mental activity. So can we combine meditation with Atma Ekatva Jnanam, Vijnanam? Can we combine this? I have to practice meditation along with Parishri Jnanam. So here he says, even meditation cannot be combined with self-knowledge. You can simultaneously do it. Not necessary. Why? Because meditation also involves divisions. In Jnanam, divisions are negated. I made it very clear. in Atma Ekatva Vijnanam, all divisions or differences are negated. Dhyata, meditator is Atma. Dhyanam, meditation is Atma. Dheyam, meditated, object of meditation also is Atma. Dhyatru, Dhyana, Dheya, Bheda is resolved in knowledge. Whereas in meditation, this karya, meditation, we have this karaka kriya pala bhedaha. I am the meditator, I am meditating, and this devata is object of my meditation. This is a karma. I am meditating on this devata. Subject of meditation, subject of meditation. I am meditating here in a given place and I expect the result of meditation also. Either fifth loka or that loka, something I want. The result of meditation also is there. Therefore, meditation as a mental activity also involves kriya karaka pala bhedaha. Okay, so yeah, wherever divisions are involved, that cannot be, okay, that cannot be combined with knowledge. Why? In knowledge, divisions are, differences are negated. Is it clear? Therefore, this Atma Ekatva Vijnanam, self-knowledge, cannot be combined with meditation also. Okay, next. Ihatu Samuchichishaya Avidvadadi Ninda Kriyate. Tatra cha yasya yena samuchchayaha sambhavati nyayataha shastrataha va tad iha uchyate. So what he says in these following mantras, now he talks about following, iha means in his following mantras, with a desire to combine. Samuchichisha means desire to combine. Samuchichishaya, with a desire to combine. Combine what? Combine karma and meditation. What? Karma and upasana. What is karma? Karma, of course, a ritual, and upasanam is kayikam vachikam karma, karma, and upasanam manasam karma. Both are actions only, mental activity, physical activity, and both come under the category of karma only. Both are on opposed to each other. Therefore, so with the desire to combine ritual and meditation, karma and upasanam, mere performance of ritual without combining it with meditation, or mere practice of meditation without combining it with karma, is here condemned. So, avidvadadi ninda kriyate. Ninda kriyate means condemnation is done. Condemnation of what is done? Condemnation of not combine, non-combine, non-combination. Condemnation is done means, what is condemned here? Not combining karma and upasana is come. condemned. Why is it condemned? Because just to highlight the importance of combining karma and meditation. See, performance of karma independently, separately, mere performance of karma itself is effective. It is not useless. It is very effective. So practice of meditation also independently is effective. Nothing is fruitless here. If mere practice of upasana definitely will give you a result. Mere practice of, mere performance of ritual also will be effective, will give you some result. But if you combine them, you have better result. So just to say combining is better, you can have better result. So why don't you combine the ritual with the practice of meditation and enjoy better result? Just to teach a simple teaching, Upanishad now wants to combine. So with the desire to combine, to highlight the importance of combining, synthesizing karma with meditation, Upanishad presents the condemnation of mere performance of ritual without connecting it, combining it with practice of meditation, a mere practice of meditation without combining it with karma. Okay. So it is said here, ihatu samuchichishaya avidvan avidvadadi ninda kriyate. Okay. There, in that context, okay, in that context, there means what? In that context, where this condemnation of mere performance of ritual, a mere performance of practice of meditation is condemned, there yasya yena samuchayaha sambhavati nyayataha shastrataha, the combination of which happens with what? Combination of which happens with what? Yena yasya samuchayaha sambhavati. Combination of which happens with what? That to how? Based on, in keeping with Shastra's teaching. So Shastrataha, because of what Shastram says, and because of also Nyayataha, based on reasoning, based on what Shastra teaches. Not that you can't combine whatever you want to combine. Based on Shastra's teaching, Shastrataha, Nyayataha, based on reasoning, combination of what happens with what. That is made very clear in the following mantras. Tadiha Uchyate, and that combination, that is what is said here in the following mantras. Now, yad daivam vittam, devata vishayam jnanam. So, yad daivam vittam. Daivam, upasanam is said to be religious wealth. Religious wealth. Daivam vittam. So devata vishayam jnanam. Devata vishayam jnanam. Please understand, in this, if you are following Bhashyam, the word jnanam here does not mean knowledge. The word jnanam, vidya, is used in the sense of upasanam, meditation. So devata vishayam jnanam means meditation upon a devata. The object of meditation is devata. So mental activity for which the object of focus is devata is called devata vishayam jnanam. Devata vishayam jnanam means meditation upon devata is what? Daivam vittam. Vittam means wealth. Daivam vittam, we say it is pertaining to Devata is Daivam. So religious wealth. It means it is a discipline. Anything which helps you benefit is what? Wealth. Not only money. Anything which helps you benefit is wealth. So karma sambandhitvena upanyastam na paramatma jnanam. Please, this is what he wants to say here. See, this devata vishayam jnanam. We understand this line. Devata vishayam jnanam means upasanam. Right? Devata vishayam jnanam in Bhashyam means upasanam. Upasanam means meditation, mental activity. This Saguna Brahma upasanam, otherwise called Devata Vishayam Jnanam, which is a religious wealth, this is what is karma sambandhitvena upanyastam. This is said to be, this can be combined with karma. Meditation can be combined with karma. Na paramatma jnanam, not the knowledge of the absolute reality. Knowledge of the truth, always called paramatma jnanam or self-knowledge, cannot be combined with meditation. So combined with karma, but meditation can be combined with karma. Why Shankaracharya says this in his Bhashyam? Please listen to me. In the following verses, where the samuchcheha is discussed, combination of karma is karma with something is discussed. In the place of word upasanam, these mantras use the word jnanam. Okay? Instead of using the term upasanam, the word jnanam is used. Are you following? In the following mantras, where samuchcheha is discussed, there, instead of using the word upasanam, meditation, the word jnanam is used. Jnanam, how is it used? Another word, a synonym of the word jnanam, the word vidya is used. And mantra says, we must combine karma with vidya. When karma must be combined with vidya, says the mantra. And this samuchyavar is very happy. Why he is very happy? Because he always wants to combine knowledge with karma. And he is very happy. Upanishad itself, an authentic source of knowledge, valid means of knowledge, Upanishad itself says, Upanishad itself says, you must combine karma with jnanam. Isn't it? And the word used is what? Vidya. So he'll be very happy to say that. See, Upanishad itself is telling me to combine karma with vidya, jnanam. Suppose if Shankara Bhagavatpada does not make it very clear. Suppose if jnanam can be combined with karma, what would have happened? Sannyasa ashrama itself will not be possible. No way. If jnanam has to be combined with karma, and karma has to be performed, wife also must be there. In sannyasa ashrama itself will not be possible. Understand what I'm saying? Therefore, he has to make it very clear, no, knowledge can never be combined with karma. And Samuchyavadi can take it easily. Mantra itself says, karma should be combined with jnanam. So in his bhashan he says, no. The word avidya, the word vidya, meaning jnanam, actually means upasanam. Why? We have to remember the word jnanam or vidya, when it is used in the context of karma, it does not mean self-knowledge, does not mean paramatma jnanam, it means devata vishayam jnanam. Is it clear now? The jnanam or vidya used in the context of karma does not mean self-knowledge. It means devata vishayam jnanam. What is devata vishayam jnanam? Upasanam. Object, okay? Meditation upon devata is devata vishayam jnanam. The word jnanam and vidya, which means knowledge, has another meaning. Meditation, upasanam, is also meant by the word jnanam. Is it clear? So he makes it very clear, he rushes there to say that. Yasya yena samuchyaha sambhavati nyayataha shastrataha va tadiha uchyate. What should be combined with what? Based on shastram, based on reasoning, is made very clear here. Yat daivam vittam devatavishyam jnanam. It is meditation, upasanam, which is a mental activity, which also comes under the category of karma only, which alone can be combined with karma. Upasanam and karma can be combined. Why they can be combined? Karma is karma. Upasanam also is mental activity, can be combined. One karma can be combined with another karma, but karma and jnanam, atma jnanam, cannot be combined. Is it clear? Lot of words. Okay. Devata vishayam jnanam. Say that.
Devata vishayam jnanam.
Upasana. You must remember that. Karma sambandhitvena upanyastam. Upasanam is said to be combined with karma. Na paramatma jnanam, not knowledge of the absolute reality, not knowledge of the atma. So what have you understood all this time? Meditation can be combined with karma, not self-knowledge. One sentence, okay, one small fact you have understood. With this much time you have to spend for that. And he also mentions vidyaya devalokaha.
Vidyaya devalokaha.
Iti prithak palashravanat. Tayoho jnana karmanoho. Iha ye kaika anushtana linda samuchichishaya na ninda paraiva e kaikasya prithak palashravanat. See, the question comes. Samuchyavadi will not keep quiet. He will ask the question. Okay, mantra says you can combine karma with jnanam. And you say the word jnanam, which is used in the context of karma, does not mean atma jnanam, but it means upasanam. What is the proof? What is the proof? So Shankaracharya says, prithak pala shravanat. There is a palam is mentioned. Vidyaya Devalokaha is an example. Vidyaya Devalokaha means a person can attain, a person can go to Brahmaloka. How? By practicing meditation. Vidyaya Devalokaha means Brahmalokaha, Devalokaha, a world, okay, the highest of the worlds can be attained by as a result of practicing meditation. There the word vidya is used. There vidya means meditation. Vidya means upasanam. Upasanena. Upasanena devalokaha. Vidya devalokaha in this quotation from Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, the word vidya means meditation. By practicing meditation, okay, and as a result of that meditation, one can earn punyam, thereby one can go to Brahmaloka. Which means the word vidyaya there means by know, it doesn't mean by knowing, it only means by meditating. By meditation, vidyaya does not mean by knowledge, but by meditation. Therefore, the word vidya means meditation. And a prithak palam also is that it has its own palam, independent result is there. What is the result? Going to Brahmaloka. This is also mentioned there. So, there is a separate palam prescribed for that meditation. And the word vidya also is used in the sense of meditation. Therefore, the word vidya, which is used here, which is said to be combined with this karma, does not mean atma jnanam, but it means meditation. Is it clear? Again it is said, tayoho jnana karmanoho iha ekaika anushtaninda. Again, there is a condemnation of mere performance of ritual, condemnation of mere practice of meditation also is presented here. Why? Simply with the desire to combine them. Not to emphasize the combination, it is mere performance is condemned. Really speaking, it is not real condemnation. Condemnation of mere performance of ritual, condemnation of mere practice of meditation is not real condemnation. Why? Because definitely mere performance of karma also is productive. It also gives result. Mere practice of meditation also gives result. When both are effective, efficacious, then give results, why should they be condemned? They need not be condemned. Condemnation is not appropriate. Therefore, the condemnation is not real condemnation. Only with the desire to combine, to emphasize that a person who practices mere karma should combine it with meditation. The person who practices meditation should combine it with the karma so that he can have better result. It's not real condemnation. It's just for the sake of emphasizing the importance of combining so that to enjoy better result. Is it clear now? So, ekaikasya, ekaika anushtana ninda, samuchichishaya, na ninda parayeva, is not at all for condemnation. Ekaikasya prithak palashravanat. Each one has its own specific result, so it does not deserve any condemnation. It is simply condemned for sake of emphasizing combination of karma and upasana. And he says, what is the benefit? Look at this. Vidyaya tad arohanti. Vidyaya tad arohanti is a quotation. It is a Shatapatha Brahmanam. It is a quotation from Shatapatha Brahmanam. Vidyaya tad arohanti. It is from Shatapatha Brahmanam. Tad arohanti means by practicing meditation, as a result of meditation, they climb on to higher loka. Tad arohanti. You want a quotation? This statement reveals the benefit of practicing meditation. Next, vidyaya devalokaha. This quotation is from Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. So one quotation is from Shatapatha Brahmanam, vidyaya tadarohanti. Another quotation is from vidyaya devalokaha. In both these quotations, from Shatapatha Brahmanam and Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, what do we understand here? The result of practicing meditation. The benefit of practicing meditation. Then one can attain Devalokaha. In both these statements, we should notice the word Vidya, meaning knowledge, is used in the sense of meditation. Second thing, for this meditation, the result also is prescribed. One can go to Brahmaloka. Isn't it? And also said, Natatra Dakshinaha Yanti. So Dakshinaha means people who perform mere ritual. After the death, they travel through this Pitruyana. No, it's called Dakshina, means the Dakshinayana, the particular path. And they do not go to Brahmaloka. They only go to Pitruloka. So, Karmana Pitruloka, by performing mere ritual, people can earn Punyam. With that Punyam, they can go to Pitruloka. This is a quotation from where? Brihadaranyaka Upanishad again. Iti. Okay. What is made very clear. Now this commentary is over with on this particular thing. You must remember that Vidya Devalokaha Iti Pritak Palashravanat. There ends Jnana Karma Samuchayavadi. You know, the answer to Jnana Karma Samuchayavadi. Can I tell you where it is? Tad yad daivam vittam devata vishyam jnanam karma sambandhitvena upanyastam na paramatma jnanam vidyaya devalokaha iti pritak palashravanat. In the first chapter, 5th section, 16th mantra, Vidyaya Devalokaha is from Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. With that quotation, Iti Palashravanat, there ends his answer to Jnana Karma Samuchaya Vadi. He finished his answer. Okay. Then he started commenting up. The commentary on the following mantra begins from Tayoho Jnana Karmanoho onwards. Tayoho Jnana Karmanoho onwards. The commentary on the following mantra. See, by practicing meditation, one has to earn punyam. As a result of which, you know, one goes to Brahmaloka. So, result comes after the action. Whereas, Atma Jnanam itself is result. We don't need to attain jnana result after the jnanam. Result, jnanam itself is mokshaha. So, Atma Jnanam, Brahma Jnanam, knowledge of the reality does not require any karma, any meditation, any travel to give you the result. Result is immediate. Jnanam itself is, knowledge itself is freedom. The difference between Atma Jnanam and Devata Vishya Jnanam. Devata Vishya Jnanam is meditation. You earn Punyam, then you have to travel to enjoy the benefit. Whereas Atma Jnanam, Paramatma Jnanam, Atma Ekatva Vijnanam itself is result which is immediate, not after. So difference is there. Anyway, now Tayoho Jnana Karmanoho इह एकैक अनुष्ठान निंदा समुच्चिचीषया न निंदा परा एव एकैकस्य पृथक् फलश्रवणात्. सो मेक्स वेरी क्लियर ही टेल्स व्हाट इज द बेनिफिट ऑफ परफॉर्मिंग मियर परफॉर्मेंस ऑफ मियर रिचुअल. What is the benefit of practice of mere meditation? What is the benefit of mere practice of meditation? What is the benefit of mere performance of ritual? He mentions. He quotes from Shatapatha Brahmanam and Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. If mere performance itself is effective, mere performance of ritual is effective, mere practice of meditation is effective, then why should we condemn? So this is the condemnation, is not real condemnation. Okay? Only for emphasizing the combination of karma and upasanam. Of course, he gives lots of examples from Shatapatha Brahmanam and Brihadaranyaka Upanishad quotation also. And having said that, he concludes that line. Look at this. Nahi shastravihitam kinchit akartavyatam yat. What he says finally, anything prescribed by the shastram, shastravihitam kinchit, anything prescribed by the shastram akartavyatam na yat. Whatever has been prescribed by the Veda Shastram can never be something which never have the status of being rejected. Whatever Shastram says, it must be followed. It cannot be rejected. It must be practiced. It must be done. So Shastra Vihitam means prescribed by the Veda Shastram Kinchit Akartavyatam Na Yad. Whatever is prescribed by the Shastram must be performed, must be practiced, must be something which should be practiced, which should not be avoided, which never have the status of being to be avoided. Okay? Now, this is an introduction to the following mantra. You know, here first Shankaracharya answers the question, objection, raised by Jnana Karma Samuchayavadi. Then he introduced this mantra. He already made it very clear, don't take it seriously. Why? People who practice only perform only ritual will go enter into blinding darkness. They'll go to Narakam. People who practice mere meditation, they'll go to much greater Narakam. This is what Upanishad mantra says. So don't take it seriously. That is what he says here by saying how the different results are there. You understand? Appreciate the Bhashyam. He has to really quote. He will not say, I am telling, listen. No. He quotes from Upanishad itself. He quotes from Veda. Shatapatha Brahmanam. Quotation from Shatapatha Brahmanam. Quotation from Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. To state, please don't take this condemnation seriously. Same Veda tells, what is the benefit of practicing meditation independently? What is the benefit of performing a ritual independently? Isn't it? So, karmana pitrulokaha, vidya devalokaha, vidya tadarohanti, etc. These quotations are very proof for us that they are all very effective. So Ninda is not Nindapara. It's not definitely for condemnation. Okay. He wants us not to be, not to get, oh my God, Andam Tamaha Pravishanti. Without this Bhashan, if you read, Veda says, Veda itself says, we'd be so scared. Veda Shastra Upanishad says, people who perform mere ritual will enter into Andam Tamaha, blinding darkness, this Narakam. And you practice only meditation, you enter into much, isn't it? More blinding darkness. My God, all the time in ashram they emphasize practice meditation, practice meditation, practice meditation. And Upanishad says this. Do they contradict or what? No, don't take it seriously. Okay. Now quickly read Shankaracharya's commentary on this mantra. Now we'll go on fast because of simple meanings hereafter. Actually, the meanings, if I asked to give, tell you everything in English, I would have finished it in no time. But I want to understand the words. Now, the mantra's words are commented upon by Shankara Bhagavatpada in the following paragraph in page number 57. Now what all we have seen, remember, at least answer for the objection of Jnana Karma Samuchayavadi, then introduction to verse mantra number 9, now commentary on mantra number 9. Is it clear? Tatra Andham Tamaha. Okay. Andham Tamaha is the original word from the text. And what is Shankara Bhagavatpada's meaning here? Adarshanatmakam Tamaha. Adarshanatmakam Tamaha. Shanatmakam Tamaha. It is Shankaracharya's meaning of the word. It means filled with darkness. Okay. Pravishanti.
Pravishanti.
Pravishanti, he doesn't translate, doesn't give any meaning there. Pravishanti, enter. The question comes, Who enter into darkness of blinding darkness? K Pravishanti, isn't it? You can learn Sanskritam like this. Pravishanti, enter. He himself says, K, who enter? Ye, do, who, okay? Ye, avidyam. So avidya means what? Avidya means te ye avidyam upasate. Those who perform mere karma. And please be careful, in these word mantras, the word avidya means karma. What is the actual meaning? The word avidya means ignorance. But in these mantras, the word avidya means karma. So you must remember, in the context of karma, the word avidya means karma. The word vidya means meditation. Vidya means meditation, avidya means karma, ritual. Ritual and meditation. Vidya means karma, vidya means meditation. Avidya means ritual karma. So, ye avidyam upasate, they enter into the blinding darkness. Okay. And here, Shankara Bhagavatpada wants to give the meaning. Why does this word avidya, ignorance, is used to mean karma? He gives the reason. Vidyayaha anya avidya vidyayaha anya avidya. So, ignorance is that which is opposed to knowledge. Tam karma ityartha. So, avidya here means karma. Why avidya is karma? Because she gives the reason. Karmanaha vidya virodhitvat is the reason he gives why the word avidya is used to mean karma. Okay, why the word ignorance is used to mean ritual. The reason he has to give, can take it as a quotation. Karmanaha vidya virodhitvat. See, karma is opposed to vidya. Knowledge is, isn't it? See, knowledge and ignorance and ritual, karma, action, are friendly. See, action or ritual, action is product of ignorance. Is it clear? Action is product of ignorance. Action is ignorant friendly. Whereas action is opposed to knowledge. Karmanaha vidya virodhitvat. Karma is opposed to knowledge. Karma is product of ignorance. Therefore, the word ignorance is used to mean karma. The word avidya is used to mean karma. Just to simply say why the word avidya means karma, he explains. Isn't it? Action is product of ignorance. Action is opposed to knowledge. Therefore, the word ignorance is used to mean action. Avidya means karma. Is it clear? Too many words to go above the head. You're all with me? Tam avidyam agnihotradi lakshanam eva kevalam kevalam upasate tatparaha santaha anutishthanti iti abhiprayah. So what he says, avidya upasate means there are people tatparaha having performance of ritual as the ultimate end. Those having performing ritual itself as an very important thing, having performance of ritual as the priority, always who are given to only the performance of nitya nitya karma. They only perform nitya karmas. Agnihotradini lakshanameva kevalam upasate. They only perform nitya karmas such as agnihotram. They interest only in that. They do not do anything else. They do not practice meditation. They only perform rituals, rituals, rituals. They perform nitya karma. So, just to say, come on, don't stop with it. Also practice meditation. We'll on with it. To say that, Upanishad always frightens. People who perform only ritual will go enter into andham tamaha. Tataha tasmad andhatmakat tamasaha bhuyaiva bhuyahaiva bahutarameva te tamaha pravishanti. At least they enter into the blending darkness narakam. But there are other people who practice only meditation, do not perform any ritual, they enter into much more blending darkness. Bhuyaha iva bahutarameva te tamaha pravishanti. And he himself asked the question, who enter into the more blending darkness? He says, karma hitva
yetu
vidyayameva abhirataha karma hitva. Karma hitva means what? No? Omitting the performance of rituals. Karma hitva, omitting the performance of ritual, omitting the karma, those who are engrossed, those who involve themselves only in practicing meditation. Vidyayam eva rataha. Karma hitva, vidyayam eva ye rataha. Totally ignoring, omitting the ritual karma. Vidyayam eva rataha, those who are involved only in practice of meditation, they enter into more blending darkness, much more blending darkness. They enter into worse narakam. And here Shankaracharya uses the word upasanam vidyayameva, means devata jnane eva. So he says the word vidya, which literally means knowledge, actually here means what? Devata jnanam. Devata jnanam means what? Upasanam. Upasanam means what? Meditation. You know that anyway. Is it clear? So first time you are understanding here. The word vidya means upasanam, but avidya means karma. That is why he would have been very, very happy. Who? This Jnanakarma Samuchayavadi was happy. Oh, Upanishad says to combine photographed many times, I think. Anyway, so he was very happy. So Shankara Bhagavatpada, the very beginning itself, made very clear, no, don't mistake devata jnanam, devata vishaya jnanam, meditation, for atma ekatva vijnanam. When Upanishad says combine vidya and avidya, there vidya and avidya does not mean karma and jnanam. There vidya and avidya means karma and upasanam. Upanishad wants to combine vidya and avidya, or avidya and vidya, karma and upasanam. Does not mean atma jnanam and karma. Is it clear? Tatra avantara phala vedam vidya karmanoho samuchaya karanamaha. Now, devata jnane eva rataha abhirataha. There ends the commentary on 9th mantra. Okay? 9th mantra commentary ends there. Now, it's very clear for us, no doubt, samuchayavadi cannot come near here saying, no, jnanam and karma can be combined. The word vidya, when Upanishad, I'm repeating it, because you need not, should not go back and look into this. Okay, not have any doubt here. When Upanishad in the 9th mantra condemns the mere performance of ritual, mere practice of meditation, okay, in order to emphasize that karma and upasam should be combined, There, the Upanishad uses the word vidya for meditation, the word avidya for karma. It means Upanishad emphasizes vidya and avidya should be combined. So, combination of vidya and avidya prescribed in the following verses should not be mistaken for combination of atmajnanam, karma, atmajnanam with karma. Is it clear? Very, very clear. Now, the following mantra, the after abhirataha, the following bhashan, after abhirataha, the introduction to the 10th mantra begins. Tatra avantara phala bedam vidya karmanoho samuchaya karanam aha. Now the reason is samuchaya karanam. What is the reason for Upanishad to emphasize this combination? Why should Upanishad emphasize the combination of karma and upasanam? Is it clear? Why should Upanishad emphasize the combination of karma and upasanam? Avantara phala bedam. There is a different phalam, separate phalam. The result, if you combine both, there is another better result. This is the reason. Avantara phala bedam aha. Avantara phala means there is a better, more efficacious, that there is a better result is there. Higher result is there. And here, it's important, it's better for us to remember a quotation from Chandogya Upanishad. Yadeva vidya karoti, yadeva vidya karoti, shaddhaya upanishada, yadeva vidyaya karoti, shaddhaya upanishada, tadeva viryavattaram bhavati. See, viryavat means what? Viryam means strength. Viryavat means strong. Viryavattaram means much stronger. Which means the result will be more effective. Isn't it? When you combine, mere performance of karma is effective. Mere practice of meditation also definitely is effective. Nothing ever goes waste. But when you combine them, you can enjoy better, much stronger, more powerful result, effect. Is it clear? This is theory. It's called avantara phala bedam aha. Samuchya phalam vidya karmanoho samuchaya karanam. The reason for combining, the reason for combination of karma and upasanam, ritual and meditation, is said that there is avantara phalam, there is a separate, different result for this combination, which is much more effective than ordinary result. Okay. Now the rest, I'll come back and talk to you. Is it clear now? Even though it was in the beginning, I know it was going above your heads. Now it's very clear. Jnana karma samuchayaha means combining self-knowledge with karma. That is not accepted. But what is accepted? Combination of vidya and avidya means combination of karma and upasanam. It is not combination of karma and jnanam. So he says, Devata Vishaya Jnanam. It is not Paramatma Jnanam. What can be combined with the karma? Which jnanam can be combined? Devata Vishaya Jnanam can be combined with karma. Paramatma Jnanam cannot be combined with jnanam. Combined with karma, sorry. Devata Vishaya Jnanam can be combined with karma. Paramatma Jnanam cannot be combined with karma. Which jnanam can be combined? Which jnanam cannot be combined? Devata Vishaya Jnanam is meditation. It also meant by the word Vidya. But Paramatma Jnanam or Atma Ekatva Jnanam cannot be combined with karma. See, the words have the same meaning. Therefore, it's easy, isn't it? So, in which context, which the word means what? Must be very clear. In English, we have this word operation. Example, operation. You go to hospital, the word operation is different. The same word, suppose any operator here, machine operator, there the word operation is different. So the word, one word in different contexts completely give different meaning. Similarly, the same word Vidya in the context of moksha, it means Atma Ekatva Vijnanam, Paramatma Jnanam. The same word Vidya in the context of karma, it means meditation. Okay, now we are going to come back and see 10th mantra. 9th mantra discussion is over. I am sure you need not go back and study 9th mantra. Very clear. I'm doing good. Questions? Today nobody wants to open the mic.
Everything was very clear. Thank you very much. I believe yesterday in the class, Sneji mentioned the Isha Vasya Upanishad is the mantra of Upanishad, and the Hadarika is the bond of Upanishad. Can Sneji please explain the division of mantra, bond, and Hadarika and Upanishad?
No. See, we have Mantra Upanishadaha and Brahmana Upanishadaha. Mantra Upanishad is an Upanishad which presents the teaching briefly. And the same teaching there is again elaborately discussed in Brahmana Upanishad. Nothing much. For example, Muntaka Upanishad we have is a Mantra Upanishad. And Prashna Upanishad is a Brahmana Upanishad. The teaching of one Upanishad is elaborately discussed elsewhere, that Upanishad becomes a Brahmana Upanishad. And this Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, Ishavasya Upanishad, both Upanishads belong to one Veda, Shukla Yajurveda. And Brihadaranyakam is the biggest of all this, among these 10 major Upanishads, what we understand. Usually people, there's so many Upanishads, but among these 10 Upanishads, which are said to be major Upanishads, among them, Brihadaranyakam is the biggest Upanishad. And this belongs to Shukla Yajurveda. So whatever we find discussed in Ishavasya Upanishad, suppose you want real little more understanding, much clearer understanding, then you must see, look for more explanations, commentaries in Brihadaranyaka. If at all you have any doubts there, this will help you understand. After studying Isha, you come to Brihadaranyaka, then you can understand Brihadaranyaka also. Generally, all the Upanishads teach the same. We take the teaching of all the Upanishads is one and the same. They do not differ in their contents. But specifically, we say certain ideas get discussed here and they are elaborately discussed in Brihadaranyaka. So, Brahmana Upanishad is actually elaborate commentary upon the Mantra Upanishad. Yes. So, we say Ishavasya Upanishad is a Mantra Upanishad and the corresponding Brahmana Upanishad is Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. Yes. Just the names. Anything else? Today one thing is, after 1.5 hours of class, what has become very clear? The word Vidya has two meanings. One is knowledge, one is karma. Karma. Knowledge and action. The word Avidya means action and ignorance. The word Vidya means meditation and knowledge. And the reason is why karma is meant by the word avidya, because karma is product of ignorance. It is opposed to knowledge. These are simple things you have understood. And we also are very clear, definitely, anything prescribed by the Veda is always, it's worth following, deserves reverence and respect. Nothing should be rejected, nothing should be avoided. Mere performance of ritual also effective, mere practice of meditation also is effective. Therefore, the condemnation is not real condemnation. You don't need to worry about entering into darkness and all that. I want to start again. The next topic begins. At least today I am happy. At least the 9th mantra is over. Now we are entering into 10th mantra. Now hereafter we will be very fast, because there are not many arguments are not there. Nothing much is there. See, even the people say the teaching ends with the 8th mantra. The actual Upanishad teaching in Ishavasya Upanishad ends with the 8th mantra. 9th mantra onwards, all 10 mantras only discussion on these things, karma only. But still, understanding these enhances, contributes for enhancement of our clarity. Now the question comes, can now even in India or people living abroad, Westerners or Indians or whoever it is it practical for us to follow these things sometimes? Example, one must perform ritual, nitya karma, one must practice meditation. Okay, meditation we are following. But rituals, etc., all Vaidika karmas. You may think, oh, we are not doing. We should remember, whatever we are practicing now, there are valid substitutes for Vedic ritual. But Nitya Agnihotram karma you are not doing. Even India people are not doing. You know, there are certain rules and regulations are there for a person to perform Nitya Agnihotra karma. So we have substitutes. All the fire rituals, performance of fire rituals, all forms of the performance of fire ritual is a Vaidikam karma, a Vedic ritual. Vaidikam karma, performance of fire ritual. In fact, women are not allowed to perform ritual. Non-sanyasi or sanyasini, whoever it is, a woman doesn't have right to perform a Vedic ritual. No. Man alone should perform. The man who performs must have a wife. There comes importance. Don't need to argue, why should I not perform? Certain rules are there. But now, for we do not actually practice those, perform those rituals, but we have equivalent valid substitute. So yajna means worship. Yagaha means worship. There are many words. Yajna, yagaha, kratuhu means worship. The Vedic form of worship is kindle the fire, offer oblations. It's a performance of ritual, and the specific mantras are there. It's a specific devata is there. We invoke the grace of Bhagavan in the form of a given devata. But now we can't follow those rules and regulations. So what is a substitute? So this performance of lighting the lamp, doing the arati, doing abhishekam, and having this murti is a substitute. Okay? So forms of worship are different. I am not talking about the worshipping different forms. The form of worship is different. Vedic form of worship is different from the present day form of worship. But still, it is the spirit behind the form is the same. Even though we do not perform a ritual, of course the priest performs. The participation is good. We go, we participate, and they have sadhus and they have brahmacharis, brahmacharinis, and they have people. He performs. And we participate. That is good. Because then you sit and do your japam and listen, be focused there. No, not allow you to be distracted. It is very good. Really, you should value that. Priest is doing, when you are sitting there, when he is performing a ritual, Ganapati Hom or anything, if we sit and if you do a japa mentally and you are focused there, you know, listen to the chanting or you perform, you also do japam, it is very effective, it's very good. Otherwise, and this puja is there, light the lamp and offer oblation, offer prasadam, and you do arati, you do namaskaram, is a substitute, equally effective substitute for Vaidikam karma. So different forms of worship, but spirit behind the form is one and the same. This is the significance of worship. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Harihi Om Tat Sat. Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om.